Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
It's WTIC, and it's wonderful to have you here. So there's another story that I read too fast, and I missed a key part of. Instead of draining the swamp, this is the title of the story. Instead of draining the swamp, Greenwich First Selectman dips toe in, decides water is fine. In other words, the First Selectman of Greenwich is accused in the Connecticut Sentinel of having sold himself out to the swamp. And that is because he took a $10,000 a year side gig with a company which is involved with doing the work. S.E. Minor is the name of the company. And it's involved in doing the work. The surveying, not doing the tearing down of the trees, but the surveying work, I believe, at Governor Lamont's place, where the governor ravaged the wetlands and then shrugged his shoulders when asked about it by the media and said, oh, well, that's one of my neighbors who's doing that. But the people who run the town of Greenwich are quoted in the newspaper as thinking that Ned is the guy who perpetrated this, said that it was him, as far as they can tell, who hired the contractor to come in without a permit on the protected wetlands and to knock down 180 big trees and thousands of shrubs and to destroy the ecology of the piece of land so that apparently they could get a better view of the water at the pond. And this guy, Fred Camillo, is a well-known guy in Greenwich. He's the first selectman there, is now implicated in a cozy construct of government where insiderism seems to be the thing that rules the day and controls the power, rather than the best interests of the people of the town, and which makes Greenwich sound a lot like the state of Connecticut. 860-522-9842. We're going to play rants, take phone calls coming up on WTIC. But first, let's get ourselves a traffic update. Ian, go ahead, sir.
Listen to the Todd Feinberg Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Todd Feinberg today.
Hey there, it's WTIC. It's rant time. Leibowitz will be here at 540. Sam's calling from West Hartford. Hi, Sam.
Hi, good afternoon, Bert. How are you?
Good afternoon. This is, are you calling about Jolly Ned or something else? What's on your mind?
If you want to talk about a topic, that's fine.
No, no, whatever you want to talk about. Why'd you call?
Well, I just wanted to kind of let you know that I'm actually a new listener.
Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
Well, I consider myself the last generation of men.
Okay.
I was born in 79.
Okay.
So I kind of consider that, in a way, you know, that from that point on, it's kind of been like a downhill slope in a way. I mean, I know I hear a lot of callers kind of hint to that in their discussion with you, but you don't, you know.
Sure, that's fair enough.
We don't dive into that exact point, you know.
Yep.
But yeah, I just wanted to just let you know that I appreciate what you do, and you know, you give me hope for the future, my friend.
Well, that's true. That's good news. But I just want to know what got you started listening. Were you not a WTIC listener and someone told you about it? Or were you listening to other parts of the day and you just started listening in the afternoon? What exactly changed in your life?
I'll admit right away, Trump is what basically turned the switch in my mind about what's going on in this world.
Can you explain?
Along with, you know, many other people, we realize that we really don't know what's been going on, you know, behind the closed doors of the government.
Yes.
All our money is going, you know, what they're just doing whatever they want with our money. And, you know, we just keep giving them our money and they're not doing anything that we want with it.
It's such a hard thing to come to terms with, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And, you know, I had a rough growing up. I was, a mischievous young man, and I had gotten in trouble with the law and stuff like that. So, you know, I've been in the prison system, and I know, that's kind of the thing with me is my opinion differs with a lot of liberals when it comes to police, because I have to 100% admit that I have been treated exactly 100% the way any other American has been treated by the police, good and bad.
Okay.
So, but as I've gotten older, I've realized that I wanted to become a member of society and become a good American. And becoming a good American, you know, you want to work hard, you want to make a good life, you want to have a good family, and you want to contribute to the community and also to the country.
You sound like a very reasonable guy who's got his head on his shoulders. You don't sound like that young version of you.
I appreciate that. Thank you for that.
Well, congratulations, because, you know, life is a journey, and it's not so much what other people think of that journey. It's about what you accomplish, you know, from point A to point B, the starting point and the road you have to travel down. And, you know, I feel about myself that I'm very thick. It took me a long time. It takes me a long time to understand the world. Because I study this full time. I study government full time. And it's still hard for me to believe that they're the scumbag destroyers that they are, that they are just plundering us blind. And at the same time, that most people don't understand it and can't come to terms with it. So from that point of view, I understand that it's hard for we humans to see what's obvious right in front of our faces. And so don't judge yourself any way other than positively, I would say, for having made the journey that you've made.
Well, thank you for that, sir. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
And, I appreciate you, too.
Thank you. And I appreciate you reaching out and listening, and I hope we hear from you again.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a great day. And to all the listeners, I hope you guys have a great, wonderful day. It's nice out, and we'll enjoy our climate change.
Yes, I'm looking forward to the waterfront property coming to my house.
Yeah, I would, it's odd that, you know, we're supposed to have 20 feet of water over Martha's Vineyard, but Obama seems to, you know, buy a $30 million house over there. It's kind of weird. You know?
Apparently, seawater is valuable stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sam. Great to talk with you. 860-522-9842. That's good to hear from Sam. That's awesome. New caller, new listener, and somebody who's grown in his life, which is, that's what we all need to be doing, right? We've got some rants to play. Let's give them a listen.
Hey, Todd, you know, the thought occurred to me that only U.S. citizens get constitutional rights. I believe that's the way it goes, and all these people that are protesting, if they're not U.S. citizens, they don't have the right to free speech. I do believe that you have to be a U.S. citizen to enjoy our Constitution. Maybe we can get an answer on this, but I believe this could be the way to take care of business. Goodbye.
Actually, the Declaration of Independence declares that the rights that we have, listen to this, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So if you look at any of the protections that we have in the Constitution, particularly, you know, the big ones in the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, which were necessary to form the government. It wouldn't have happened because there were people who said they wouldn't go along with it if we didn't have protections from government power built in. So really, the way to look at our constitutional rights and our freedom of speech is that they belong to all men. And we are fortunate in that we happen to be born in a country that has these written into the founding documents. But wherever you are, in whatever country, in whatever jurisdiction, on a human rights level, these are your rights. That's the premise of our system of government. So we don't want to deny anybody constitutional rights. We want to spread them around, because the evil that our Constitution recognizes is the evil of consolidated government power. And that's hard for us to come to terms with, but that's the nuts and bolts of it, is the Constitution is there because all men need protection from the evils of government. And that's what our Constitution orders the government to do for us, is protect us from the malignancy of government power. 860-522-9842.
Hey, Todd, with regard to whether Israel should stop or not, I believe that one thing in history that we did that we probably wouldn't be able to now is drop the bomb like we did on Japan. We were innocent, and Japan killed more than 2,500 people in Pearl Harbor. And they would not give up, similar to Hamas. We were forced, our hand was forced, to drop the bomb. Two of them.
Yes.
One in Nagasaki and one in Hiroshima.
Because one...
Did we have to drop the second one?
We did, because they wouldn't stop. One didn't make them stop, right?
It's a question. How far do we have to carry it? But it ends up being propaganda. Netanyahu needs to go on TV and say, we want this to stop, but here are the things we need to happen for it to stop. Whether it's the hostages, whether it's lay down arms, whether it's the Palestinians to vote on a new government.
Yeah, the trouble is that we, America, for which Israel fights, we pay them to fight, and we pay, you know, we pay for their military. We just passed legislation being signed today, or maybe was already, by Biden, sending $26 billion more to Israel to pay for the exercise they're engaged in right now. So we're complicit. And as such, we need to make sure that we behave honorably and in such a way as protects their constitutional rights. Not that they have them in the Constitution like we do, but we have been endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Ashley in Essex. Hi, Ashley. Thank you for the call.
Hi, Todd. I just wanted to say your last caller, Sam, what a good call. It was just such a feel-good, awesome thing to hear the things that he was saying. And yeah. I'm in my late 30s. I have two little babies in the backseat actually now. And I think of this crazy world, the things that have changed so much over the years. It's just so nice to hear somebody like Sam tell his story and how, you know, he's just a good person. It feels good to hear, you know, other good people are still out there. And hopefully, I don't know, we get through these crazy times sometime soon.
Well, two things, Ashley. First, thank you for saying that about Sam, because I heard, that's what I heard in his voice, too, is I heard a good person calling in. And second, don't worry about the crazy world. Don't look outside for the sanity. Look inside for the sanity. You've got those beautiful babies, and they're as sane as it comes. And, you know, it's what you guys create amongst yourselves in your family that matters, not what's going on in the outside world.
That is true. And I am going to raise my children just how I was, where we came from a family that just worked hard and just had good values and morals and just always did the right thing. And just I'm going to continue to instill those values in my
kids. How old are the kids?
I have a 20-month-old and I have a 5-month-old.
Wow.
Yes.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very blessed.
And thank you so much for listening to us and for calling in.
Take care.
All right. How about that? We get the young listeners. 5 months old, already tapped in.
Hey, Todd. Sunday morning, Jolly Ned, as you call him, and I think it's a great name, Jolly Ned, gave an interview on CT Connecticut with Eric Parker. And that had a lot to do with the UConn Huskies and all of that. I hope you get to watch that interview, Todd, and I hope you break it down like you have in the past interviews. I mean, this one, he didn't answer one question. He didn't answer one question directly. I mean, even about the basketball team, he couldn't answer a question directly about the basketball team. It was like, you got to watch it. It's unbelievable. I mean, only you could analyze it and break it down like no other. And I hope you do, because it's unbelievable. I mean, you got to see it.
Yeah, so I watched that one, and there was another one, too, on Channel 8, I think. That was Channel 3 that yeah, Channel 3 you're talking about, and there was also one on Channel 8. And I watched them both, and, you know, I was looking for something tangible there, but he was so innocuous that there was nothing that – but I'm going to listen again and see what I can come up with.
Hey, Todd, it's the proud American patriot. Today's rant is about the Gaza Strip. Now, all these Palestinians protesting – now, there's no one to blame here but the terrorist group Hamas, clearly. So start protesting against Hamas, will you, Arab people? And not only that, all these Arab countries that surround the Gaza Strip, there's plenty of them, they should just absorb these Palestinian people, the women and children, leave nothing but the terrorists behind in the Gaza Strip, and let Israel wipe them out. And that land is going to be uninhabitable, so you might as well just bulldoze it and have Israel take that land as well. Because you can't live side by side next to terrorists. But these spineless Arab countries, I thought Muslims were all unity and unified and they help each other. That's a bunch of BS, because Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, all these countries, there's got to be a dozen of them, they can absorb these Palestinian people. Instead, they sit there and watch this suffering. It's a disgrace.
Yeah, well, they have. This is really interesting, because that's the great American patriot breaking ranks and talking on the other side of his Democrats, which is that's really an unusual call right there. So thank you for that. A little variety to the great American patriot, the Gap Man. Okay, let's find out how the ride is going. It's a Wednesday afternoon, and here's Ian with an update.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game.
That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, man. Warmer weather. Nice. It's a nice thing. Jeff in Marlboro. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Todd. Like that call from the Patriot there, but I think you might want to maybe vet that call a little bit. Sounds like it might be some AI.
Oh, you think maybe he's being hacked already? Somebody's doing fake Great Patriot?
Yeah, they're honing in on him, man.
I've got to get some sort of AI detector, I guess.
Yeah, and I mean, it could happen to anybody. You know, I heard, you know how you get a lot of calls to your house? I don't know if you just have a cell phone or if you have a landline.
No, we've got a landline, too.
We get a landline, and you get a lot of calls where you pick up and nobody's there. I think they're trying to get samples of your voice.
Oh, that could be, but that's what I give them. I pick up, and I don't say anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm starting to do. I don't say anything until they say something. But usually all I just say is no thanks.
Maybe we should just get a little tape of Ned and play that for them. And...
But I don't know, man. That call from... That call from the Patriot there sounded a little bit AI-ish.
Yeah, well, that's how he is. That's how he is. He's an AI kind of guy.
Well, it didn't sound like him, so I'm thinking it's it might be a false call.
Yeah,
we'll hear from him, I'm sure.
Could be. At his best, he is a artificial intelligence anyway, so it kind of fits. Thank you, Jeff. 860-522-9842.
Todd, I think it's really funny now how all the liberal voices and the real progressive voices are saying how important free speech is to let these, you know, pro-Hamas people protest. Where were they during COVID? They were shutting down ideas. They were not allowing free ideas, and they cost the country a lot, and they're doing it again with this. See ya.
Well, wait a sec. If now they're exercising free speech, let's embrace it and remind them that they were led astray and they need to stick with our constitutional rights, because those are God-given rights designed to protect us from the evils of big government. You know, it's the same thing as the left claiming my body, my choice. This is the one constitutional principle that they embrace in one issue, but they need to push that across the board. It's always my body, my choice. And that has to do with forced vaccinations. No, my body, my choice. 860-522-9842, BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Let's get an update.
It's Todd Feinberg. It's Todd Feinberg. Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Yes, it's that time. Michael Leibowitz is here. our guest at this moment on WTIC. Lebo is the host of the Rational Egoist podcast. Listen wherever podcasts are sold. Hey there, Lebo.
Hey there, Tato.
What's going on?
Well, I got two possible topics for you. I figured I'd throw them at you and let you decide. How's that sound for you?
Go for it.
Well, we can either talk about my experiences on Twitter and what's going on there, or we could talk about my potential political ambitions.
Well, let's talk the second one first, and then if we need to, we can go to the first one second.
All right. Well, you know, several years ago, you mentioned to me that I should run for governor of political office. So I actually started thinking about it again because it's getting close to the time where that would be the case. I mean, I'm not anywhere near like serious going to file paperwork or anything, but I did think it might be an interesting thing to do to challenge the status quo. But I figured I'd get your thoughts on it now that I'm here.
Well, I love the idea because there's something irresistible about your resume that requires media people to notice you and understand you to be a different thing. So what the media tends to do with candidates who aren't already well known is put them in a box in their heads. You know, they say, okay, this is somebody who's a fringe candidate and can't possibly win, so we can ignore them. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy if the media pays no mind to people who are bold enough to seek public office, then the media doesn't have to feel guilty because they think they've made a rational decision, and yet the public is denied the opportunity to have an exchange of ideas that could be enormously constructive. And I think the media does this because they do whatever the powerful want from them, and the powerful want people to be ignored. But you, Michael Leibowitz, 25 years incarcerated and one of the best thinkers and most interesting characters they would ever encounter, you're a natural story that the media would I think break that mold with. They wouldn't seek to marginalize you because they would view you as such a novelty that if they had half a brain, which is a questionable thing, but they would want to cover you because you're fascinating.
All right, so let's go over some of the pros and cons of this thing. I think the pros that are on my side are, one, I think in principle, and I would bring the topic of principles to any debate, and I think that principles are what are woefully lacking from political discourse. It's all just short-range pragmatism designed to get politicians elected, and so they buy the votes of the people and try to give, you know, they give attention to issues that they're given constituencies care about without actually addressing the principles behind the policies that they're advocating. And my political principle fundamentally is that government exists to protect rights. So I would bring that. And I also have an abundance of knowledge about the criminal justice system and the prison system and how criminals think. And I could add something to that discussion, certainly.
Well, so more importantly, you understand, I think, from that same perspective, how power thinks, how politicians think, how people who are given the keys think. And that, to me, is the revelation. I've learned an incredible amount from you because of your perspective from inside the place where government gets to do whatever it wants. Its most closely held dreams manifest inside the prison system because there they can do whatever they want and nobody gets to see what they do.
Yeah, having lived inside a state agency for a quarter of a century, I am well aware of how incompetent and indifferent these people are.
Yes, no, but the average person doesn't understand. So this already is the power of you, is that you could walk around just talking to people about how government should behave. And I think if you do that, it resonates. And they understand that when they hear a quote-unquote real politician talk, what they're hearing is nothing coming out of people's mouths. It's like you're desperately hungry and somebody buys you a box of rice cakes. That's what listening to a politician talk is. They just say nothing. And they before they say it, they make sure they check with consultants to make sure the words are meaningless enough that nobody can pin anything on them for having spoken.
I think you're on to something. So now maybe we can move on to the cons, and no pun intended.
But, all right. So what would be a reason that you shouldn't run for public office?
Well, I think first
governor?
And foremost is it takes money that I don't have. And I don't know how, like, I have no idea even how to go about that. I don't know the laws pertaining to campaign finance. I don't know how to get the money. I wouldn't know how to spend the money. So that's probably the biggest obstacle.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that. I would I would just start campaigning.
We've solved that then, haven't we?
Yes, I would just start campaigning. And and I would... I would expect that people would be attracted to you because of what they hear coming out of your, you know, they'd hear your thinking being expressed, and they would be inspired by that. Because, I mean, this is serious stuff, the lack of principles that are espoused by our political class. And really, everything that's wrong in the state and wrong in the country is because of government. And the average person can't see that, but you see it and you can articulate it and you can impact people. And you, so I would just believe in yourself and believe in that message as being something that would have impact. And then things start to take care of themselves after that.
Well, the problem is you have also have to get on a ballot, and that requires a lot of signatures. I don't know how many, but I wouldn't know how to go about doing that other than, I mean, I can go door to door and say, here, sign my petition. But I, you know, I don't know that that's a challenge.
Yeah, well, but you don't think about the things that are the problems. If they're solvable problems, if there were an insurmountable problem, if there is some clear reason why you can't have impact and you couldn't have a moment of breaking through. That's what I would, my goal would be if I were doing what you're thinking about doing. It would be, can I have an impact? Can I make something happen? And what I'm saying is the world is so starved for somebody to be running for governor or some important office who isn't climbing into a little box and having a fraudulent picture painted on the outside of it of what the candidacy is all about and pretending to be somebody they're not. Like, that's every candidate for public office virtually, with very few exceptions. And when there is an exception, they overperform in general. And I think you would overperform way more than most people, and you could catch fire and become a phenom.
Well, I think if I could ever get on a debate stage with these people, I think that would be a game changer. But that also brings me to the next problem is I'm politically homeless. I don't have a political party, so I would either have to pick one, which I'm not very keen on, or run as unaffiliated.
Perfect. Well, do any one of those that gets you into that skips the primary process and allows you to be a general election candidate. And start researching how you can force them to let you on the debate stage.
Okay. And the last thing is, I'm not exactly up to date on local politics. I haven't been paying attention to local politics because I've been focused on doing what I need to do. Now, I think I could get brush up pretty quickly. It's not, you know, not a very complicated thing other than the, you know, I guess navigating the bureaucracy, of course, is complicated. But I understand, for instance, that taxes are too high, the roads suck, the prison system's a failure. I mean, those things are pretty easy to know, you know what I mean?
Yes, but
education's horrible.
But I think the underpinning of the I mean, it's not a revelation to know that the prison system is a disaster. But understanding why it's a disaster is a revelation. And that revelation, this I learned from you, is that the purpose of prison is not to correct the lives of the prisoners inside. It's not to provide any benefit to the people of the state who pay billions of dollars to have a prison system. The purpose of having it is for that money to be spent. And that gives people in government more power, and they use that power along with all the other money that they waste as a way to create a community of people who are beholden to the powerful so that they can get more support and keep winning elections. So every penny we spend through our government that gets taken from us by force is money that is used against us to make our lives miserable and to pay for the production of more TV spots and other kinds of lies to separate more of our money from us. And that's all government is a scam to rob us blind and tell us how wonderful it is and why we need more robbery to go on before we'll be fully happy.
You know, it just occurred to me that a big plus in my favor, of course, is that I have regular access to your show. So that's a pretty big platform. And to throw out an idea to you is perhaps you make it contingent. If these Republican candidates want to come on your show to promote themselves, they debate me on your show. That could be one way to skin that cat of getting them to actually engage me. But, you know, like I think I just said, I've been on your show now for 5 years. So a large swath of your audience knows me. They know how I think. They know my ideas. I don't know. Maybe have them now. It's at the end of the show, but let's see if they'll call in tomorrow or leave rants and see if there's any appetite for me to do this.
No, you can't start it with asking people to support you just because you're living and breathing. You have to step forward.
I'm not asking them to support me just because I'm living. Aren't you paying attention? I've been on your show 5 years. The people that been listening to your show know my position on, for instance, taxes, drugs, prison. There's a lot of people out there that know these things. I know that the government is a huge problem. I know that they're not protecting rights. They're violating rights. And I'm just curious to see if I'm a convicted felon many times over, Todd.
Yeah, so you've already gotten that out of the way. They're still working at it.
Well, this is correct, but I'm still interested to know if the long-term listeners to your show would be interested in even seeing this. Because if the people that already know me and have known me for years from being on your show don't have an appetite for it, then it's hard for me to envision people that don't yet know me having an appetite for it. That's
no, you point. Have to. I believe that the physics of it is that you have to. It's to your benefit that people have been listening to you for years because they know that you believe what you say, and that makes you unusual. And then you have to go out and decide that you're going to do something because it's the power of your conviction that, and your belief in yourself and your belief in your mission that's what translates into an energy that people respond to. So it doesn't mean that much that you've been on the air for 5 years, except that you have some level of familiarity, which is a good thing. That costs money in the world of politics. The reason they raise money is to be able to buy familiarity, to buy name recognition and stuff. So, and you have some level of that for whatever it's worth. It is a place to start. So let's get going.
Now, well, hold on before we get going. Do we have any idea who the Republicans are? Have any made themselves known that they'll be running for governor in 2026?
So far, there are no Republicans except for the mayor of New Britain, the character, the young woman who is the mayor there.
Oh, so, yes. I think Erin Andrews. Is that
Erin,
her name?
Erin, it's not Andrews.
Erin, who's?
I can't remember her last name.
Oh, my God. Erin Stewart.
Erin Stewart. Thank you. So, yes, you know, she's formidable because she has a base. But she's also a traditional politician who has been trying to get to higher office for years and hasn't had her moment. But this is going to be a moment where there's an opening. And with somebody like her who doesn't have principles other than her own aspirations, it's a great opportunity to contrast yourself against her.
All right, I'm going to give this some serious thought. I can't say that I'm leaning in that direction, but I'm definitely going to consider
Well, we'll talk more about it, Lebo.
Fantastic.
Have a great night. Todd. Thank you, sir. It was a fun conversation. I like the idea of Lebo running for governor. 860-5- No, what do I want to tell you? Rant line number, 860-751-4698. Call at any time. Time for us to say goodnight, and we'll hand you off for a traffic update right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.